This is the Mag Minutes Podcast, episode 224, new software to redefine AirPods' personal audio experience. This is the Mag Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the sea level mountain community of Anchorage, Alaska, amongst the scenic backdrop of the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss one of many Apple's announcements coming from WWDC 23, which we will cover many of these stories in the days to come. This is true as WWDC has finished up and a myriad of developers are becoming familiar with the software to start developing corresponding apps for the software. Let's go to this week's show. Today's podcast includes the redefining of the personal experience surrounding AirPods. This fall, software updates across AirPods will unlock new capabilities to transform the personal audio experience. AirPods Pro, second generation, become easier to use across environments and interactions with three powerful new features: adaptive audio, personalized volume, and conversation awareness. The entire lineup also gains new and improved features that make calls and automatic switching even more seamless. AirPods have redefined the way people experience personal audio, from the office to fitness activities. What I like, they are easily paired, convenient, although I've lost too many, even with the location being tracked. When they were introduced, AirPods Pro second generation offered a new way to reduce loud environmental noise for more comfortable everyday listening. I see all these new features as more importantly a safety feature than a convenience. Let's start by discussing them now. This fall's updates take that approach to the next level with adaptive audio, a new listening mode that dynamically blends transparency mode and active noise cancellation together based on the conditions of a user's environment to deliver the best experience in the moment. This new listening mode will seamlessly tailor the noise control experience while users move between environments and interactions that are constantly changing throughout the day. To continue improving the personal audio experience, personalized volume uses machine learning to understand environmental conditions and listening preferences over time to automatically fine-tune the media experience. For an incredible new way to engage with people close by while wearing AirPods Pro second generation, users can simply start speaking and conversation awareness will lower the volume and enhance the voices in front of the user, all while reducing background noise. Additionally, moving between Apple devices with AirPods gets even easier with updates to automatic switching. Now the connection time between a user's Apple devices is significantly faster and more reliable, making it more seamless to move from a favorite podcast on an iPhone to work call on a Mac. For added convenience, using AirPods on calls is enhanced with a new mute or unmute feature across AirPods Pro, first and second generations, AirPods third generation, and AirPods Max. Users can press the stem or the digital crown on the AirPods Max to quickly mute or unmute themselves, so multitasking is effortless. I've put images on the Mac Minutes website located at macminutes.blubrry.net. The AirPods Developer Beta is available for Apple Developer Program members now. You can learn more at developer.apple.com. New AirPods features will be available this fall as a free firmware update. There is so much more to cover from the keynote and the developments we learned last week. Mac Minutes Podcast will continue to cover the developments as they happen on our podcast and social media platforms, including Twitter and Facebook. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. If you are listening to the podcast on iTunes, please be kind and leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net, and we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is also affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. As I said, Mac Minutes is on social media, including Twitter and Facebook, and there's a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group, available on Facebook for free. You can provide input, take part in discussion about special events like the new operating systems coming this fall, discuss devices, provide ideas for future podcasts, or just read what other knowledgeable tech journalists are writing about that's informative. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. We'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes Podcast for more Apple news. Thanks again for listening on the Blueberry Network.